Alright guys, so welcome to the Piafa Music Podcast. This is your host, Paolo Jervis Vargas. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're listening to the podcast on YouTube, Rumble, and BitChute, make sure that you subscribe and like the content. I'm gonna really appreciate it. If you're listening to the podcast in Anchor.fm and Piafa Music /support, make sure that you just click play. You're gonna really help the podcast a lot. I'm very grateful. You can just share with your friends and family. I'll be grateful as well. Today's episode 124th. Simple, do not lie. Do not lie. That's the title for today's podcast. Liars, man. Liars are... Lies are destructive. Very destructive. But worst of all, they are the worst kind of message that you can tell someone. And it just shows what kind of human being you are if you're going through your life lying. We talk about alpha and beta energy. When you lie, you're in a huge beta energy. And worst, you are in a situation that you'll be enslaved for the rest of your life for things that are not even real. And worst when lies, you know, they can destroy families, they can destroy friendships, they can destroy many things, the whole image. Because, okay, what happened with lies is when you become a liar, you cannot talk with someone, tell them the truth. You just allow things to just pass by. Why is that? Because you haven't done it correctly either way. So therefore, you just let it pass by. Knowing that maybe conversations can fix things. So instead of that, you're a liar, deceitful, just let things pass by and never take responsibility of things. And this is where you as a human have to know where to put your foot down and whether having any connection with certain people is the right thing to do. And I understand we might have all the reasons that why we are lying in the moment. But for me, I must say, I see no reason why a liar should not be held accountable. As a man myself, I see no strength or courage from a liar. The only thing I see weakness, right? Weakness from something that is not real. There's a reason why we don't like politicians. They're liars. Politicians are the group of people where you ask anybody around the world, they're going to tell you, we don't like politicians. Why is that? It's simple. Politicians are just people that just lie. That's why people don't like them. Why people don't like even guys that are too nice? Because they always have an agenda. They're being nice just to just pass by, but they always have an agenda. That's why they lie, to be nice. Why pleasing is hated by people? Because you're pleasing not based on what you really want. It's just to please, but it's not what you want. That's why people don't like pleasers. Fake people. People that make excuses, that's another one. It's a reason why people don't like people that make excuses, because of the liars. There's always with excuses. Complainers. Whiners. All sorts of stuff. And one, I want to mention about this, and I spoke about this a couple episodes regarding lies and the importance of that. And again, Jordan Peterson really nailed this one down. Why is that? Why lying is not good? You in reality, you just become a person that feels being a person, a slave. Because it's something that you have to build up. Because it's not real. Then you have to remember it. And then you have to just, you know, tweak things around. Create things where they're not there. And especially when you're seeing people that lie to others, man. That's the worst. You know why that's the worst? First of all, if people are lying to other people in front of your face, that means that they don't respect you. They have zero respect to you. If you experience someone else lying and you don't feel kind of weird, that's on you. That person should lie to you. If someone else lies in front of your face and you feel weird, that's a good sign. You know why? Because you know deep in your heart that person's going to lie to you. And 9 out of 10, you know, that's going to be accurate. People that gossips are lying. That's why people don't like gossips. People tend to just exaggerate things. We see that in the media. You have to unplug yourself for a lot of these things. And I was listening to Aaron Cooper from the Unplug Alpha. Great book. Listen to audio, read the book. Very good. Both. You can get both. Do it. And you talk about that. How do you have to need to unplug from these things, because you're being fed with lies all the time. We know that the mainstream media, it's a lot of misinformation. They put you a lot of good Kool-Aid things that get you addicted, right? But it's not something that really, think about it. If watching all this stuff, all gossip programs, social media, and, you know, news, what's the best thing in the world? You probably be a better version of yourself in the next couple of years. And even Tony Robbins, in the last of his videos, not a video, I think it was one of his courses, he mentioned the social media, the mainstream media, and the dangers of it. And it makes sense. If you recognize America as being one of the places where mainstream media is really consuming high concentration, won't you think, if it was a good thing, we'll be in a better place? Like, people make millions. Not only the 5%, probably 40-50% people really making money. It's not like that. Because in reality, it's not based on the truth. It's just based on lies. And this is important one. And I had to read with Aaron Cooper about this. You have to unplug yourself from these things. You have to unplug and just liberate. Think as the Matrix. Take the red pill, swallow it, and that's it. Unplug. Remember when he's in the capsule and he just get out of that capsule where he just hidden. And all those things were connected in behind his head, stuff like that, yeah. Unplug. You never know what can be in the other side. I will suggest that you have a trouble with lying or hesitation with hanging out with people that lie, that are liars. Remember, all these things are an extension of yourself. And you should have a second thought about it. The reason being is that might be the reason that's holding you back from a lot of things. I learned when I was a kid, I learned to lie a lot. Not because I thought it was the best, because I learned it. And I learned from experience, when I identify a lie, they corrected me. The adults corrected me and said, no. You're a kid. You don't have no boundaries on this. Right? Don't ever tell an adult that they lie. Fast forward, that stuck in my mind. And I start lying. And it was a couple of years ago, I started holding myself accountable in that regard, and I stopped lying. If I don't have anything to say, I don't say it. If I'm gonna lie, if I'm not gonna tell the truth, I just shut the hell up. Simple. I just shut the hell up and I don't say anything. Because at the end, I'm the one to get affected by something that is not true. If I'm gonna be in a situation that I'm already lying to myself for the way I'm standing, the way I'm interacting, I'm making myself a worse person for the simple fact that I'm lying to myself now just to please someone else. I cannot be in that situation anymore. I prefer to just get out of that and just enjoy my day without anybody around. Especially now that I have a family, I always 100% make sure that I'm with my family. I'm in my 100% congruent. If things need to be talked, with truth for the health of the state of the house and the relationship, but with my other relationship with friends and family, or the new interactions that I have in my business, truth is the first thing that always need to be there, no matter what. This was episode number 124. Don't lie. You're listening to the podcast on YouTube, Bitchin Rumble. Share and subscribe. I'm going to really appreciate it. Listen to the podcast on Anchor.fm. I'm going to really appreciate it. And you still share with your friends. If you want to support, there's a link down below. And again, like I said, anything you can do to support the channel is a plus for me. I'm your host, Paolo Yeruiz Vargas. I'm out. Have a good night.